You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
This DIY feature is proudly sponsored by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge with pleasure.
I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge with pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach, Bulolo Drive, Sunnydale.
It's 10:30 and time for the DIY feature with Peter Henry from WJ Plumbing. Good morning, Peter, and this is different.
Good morning, Sue. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How do you feel being on that side of the world?
Strange, but okay.
Strange, yeah. It's like a crossover, eh?
Yes, definitely. I'm mirroring myself now.
Yes, I'm not even going to ask you. I'm not going to say, so Peter, where do you come from? What do you do? Because many of us know already, right? So, yes. Peter, our topic is the do's and the don'ts regarding plumbing.
Correct.
Right, so let's rumble.
Well, let's quickly, I'm going to ask you a question quickly. Yes. Maybe you're cooking up a nice, before air fryers we used to use oil.
Oh, remember? Yes,
maybe
definitely.
You're cooking a real meal for your husband and obviously, you know, after that you have to do the dishes.
Yes.
So now you're sitting with this pot of oil. What do you do? What did you do with the oil?
I did make a mistake moons ago. By, you know, thinking I'm going to add water to the oil. When it was then I just, you know, it went down the drain, which I learned a very hard lesson.
Yes.
So now I was taught the hard way.
Yes.
Do not throw it down any drains.
Correct. 100% correct. Whatever you do, do not throw oil down a drain. It can clock up your system.
It did cost us dearly at that time.
It can cost you money.
Yes.
So a lot of people these days, there's some other greener ways to do things. Take the oil, take your old tea bag, stick it in the oil and use it as fire lighters and all kinds of fancy stuff.
I think they're still trying to do that.
Yes, for sure. So the big danger is then, as a DIY person, you would have thrown your oil down the drain. And the next thing is drain cleaner. Your first thing would be a chemical drain cleaner.
That's right.
Which is a huge, huge danger.
So one should not be doing that.
Try not to. Ask me. Okay. I know about it. I'll tell you about it. I'll give you a short story quickly. I was called out many, many years ago to attend to a call. And then just before I left, the client asked me to attend to the dishwasher that was blocked. So under the cupboard, we've moved the dishwasher away.
Yes.
And I told my assistant, bring the drain cleaner. Added it in, nothing happened, added in again, and I ignored all the safety protocols. You've got to wear gloves and you've got to wear a mask and all that, but being in a hurry, I just wanted to get in and out. And there was a loud explosion. Came back.
Oh, no.
It hit me on the hand, as you can see here. I'm just going to show you.
Well, if our listeners could see this, my word.
I had two big holes in my hand. Chemical burns.
Chemical burns?
Yeah. So anyway... luckily for me, I was quick enough. I ran outside and next to the apartment, they've got these fire hose reels and I turned them on and I dosed myself off. But my clothes literally looked like, you know, when the moths start eating on your clothes.
Yes.
It was like that. My shirt, my pants and everything in my hand. And the skin just started to roll off, leaving deep holes in here. So I would urge our listeners, do not use drain cleaner. Try not to use it.
Well, that is a very important tip for each and every one of our listeners near and far.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and like I said, if you're going to be pouring stuff down the drain, it can cost you dearly. It can cost you money and call out. And sometimes the DIY can only go to a certain point and then you've got to call in the professionals to do whatever you need to do.
And it's simple little things. I mean, I didn't know. I learned a hard lesson. We had to get a plumber in thereafter. And it was a hard lesson to learn. But, you know, sometimes you don't think. You think it's a little bit of oil or it's burnt away. Then you put water in, you throw it down. That's still causing damage.
Correct. The minute oil makes contact with coal, obviously it solidifies.
Yes.
So it's going to line your pipes and then you're going to have a problem with flow and all kinds of things setting in. But,
So when that does happen, Peter, so now it's clogged. So now we've got to, and we've tried and now we know we mustn't put drain cleaner down. Mm. I know some people use J's fluid and they put all kinds of things down. I know, because everyone, so lemon, squeeze lemon down and everyone gives you a little DIY tip. But now we've got to call a plumber out. How do you clear that drain?
We've got to virtually dislodge the trap at the bottom of the sink or the basin and clean it out.
Okay.
And sometimes the pipes are lined, and then we got to rely on mechanical cabling to try and wind it and try and loosen all the fat, or high pressure cleaning
Try and clear it. And does this also have to go to the outside drain?
It will go to a gully on the outside.
On the outside, because that also causes problems.
Correct. Yeah, it will clog up your gully, and you won't have any flow. And then, you got to call in the right people to do the right job.
Because sometimes when you run a tap and then you switch it off, and then you hear like bubble, you know, that noise, you know, like there's an air pocket going down, but you can hear it bubbling. Yeah. What is that caused by?
That is normally there is hindrances in the pipe causing that kind of, there's no flow. So as it tries to discharge, it causes that kind of like
that bubbling noise. Yes.
Or it could be that your vent is blocked on the system, and it's also causing on your drainage system, you have an air vent which allows air into the system.
Right, so that's inside. It's not on the outside drain.
It's inside. So,
okay, because our mistakes, we go outside now and say, oh, outside is blocked.
Yes, yeah. So your sink point will go to a gully, supposed to go to a gully by regulation. So automatically your gully blocks up and you find all this grey water running outside the gully.
The grey matter.
Correct, and then you've got to attend to it. And it obviously poses a health risk if you just ignore it and it goes on.
Yes, because then the smell. Because when then the smell comes up. Because when you so that, don't put oil down your drain.
Correct. Full stop.
Full stop. All right.
And then the next point I want to move on to is watch your toilet. Very, very important. Watch what you're flushing
down the toilet.
Yeah. Do not flush sanitary towels and diapers and any other matter.
Those are like dirty habits, you know. It's like I'm not going to throw it in the bin. And that, most ladies with the sanitary towels, we are all taught from young, you know, wrap it up in toilet paper and you know, disperse. Correct. And you've actually got a little dispersed bucket in the toilets.
Yes.
And not every home has it, but that's homes. But I know when you go to the shops or wherever, you know, all the malls have that type of thing. Hospitals have it.
Yeah.
But I think that's important, because that could really block.
Many a times we've been called out to block sewer lines, and that was the culprit. The sanitary towels was the big culprit.
Really,
diapers was the culprit,
Diapers. How does the diapers get down?
It goes down, believe you me. It goes down.
Because I know inside it starts, it does start
disintegrating
to like fluffy thing.
Yes, but it goes down into the system. It eventually gets into the system.
Yeah, because it's gel as well. Yes. You know, when it gets wet and soggy, it becomes like a jellyish.
Correct. And that's obviously not good for the main system, where you tie into the municipal line and it lands up at the waste treatment plant, and then all kinds of things happen.
Just thinking about it.
Yeah, and that can also then cost you money, because now you've got to get a plumber out who's going to attempt to unblock the drain with some metal drain rods. If he doesn't succeed with that, then the next thing is a jetting machine to blast the drains clean.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
And that point, would that damage your toilet?
No, it won't. It just it makes a damage to your pocket.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, it makes a damage to your pocket. Yeah. So try and avoid those kind of.
And what causes a running? You've flushed down, you've pushed the handle. Nowadays it's push on the top, or you pull a handle, and then the water just keeps running. What causes that?
I'm glad you're asking that question, because, you know, at the big shops you can buy all those little fancy colorants and odors that you can toss into the system to give you a good smell in your bathroom.
Yes.
Now sometimes those colorants, they disintegrate in the water, and they're made up of obviously into a solid ball. So it disintegrates. Now it causes
little crystals.
So those crystals then are not fully dissolved in the water, and it finds itself under the flushing mechanism.
Okay.
Which seals your water from going in. Once you flush, there's a little rubber that seals off.
That little ball. What do you call a little ball or something? The ball.
Not the ball, but the flushing mechanism. The flushing mechanism. Okay. So now you flush, and the ball, it lifts, and it allows the water into the pan, obviously, to flush. So now when it shuts down, because obviously it works with, as the water comes in, it will automatically shut down.
Yes.
So those little balls are not fully dissolved into the water. It finds itself under the rubber, which lifts the rubber. And then you get seepage into the pan. Sometimes you can't even notice it until you've discovered that, hey, you've got a nice massive water bill. And you, how did this happen? And then upon closer investigation.
So that can cause a high water bill.
Because you've got continuous running.
Continuous running.
And you might not notice it. It might not be noticeable.
Until it is noticeable.
Until it's noticeable.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's another important tip. So what do you suggest someone puts in there instead of these things to give it a nice smell?
Well, I'm a lover of the one that goes onto the pan, but I've also seen those ones come off and it clogs up the pan.
Yes, because it disappears for some reason. Then correct. You realize it's gone.
Correct. So, yeah. I don't know. It's a tricky one. But like I said, each to their own. It's a matter of preference. If you want to use those kind of balls, then do it. But I've seen before people take their little balls and they put it into a stocking and tie it into the cistern. So now you've got a slow release. Of those,
and it's not immediately. And it won't cause all those crystals.
Correct. It won't cause that much of a problem.
So that's another tip, one that can cost you dearly, both ways. Calling out a plumber and your bill that arrives.
Correct. That's why it's important to randomly check your water bill, check your consumption, what you're doing, and what you spend like with the municipality.
Yes.
Not every time, but it's good just to cast your eye because, you know, sometimes we get so used to it, the average is about.
Yes.
We'll pay until we. But why are we paying? Why did it go up so much?
And then, those are the questions that we do ask. Because, as you said, I had no idea that was going to raise the water bill.
Correct.
You know.
And then obviously a faulty inlet mechanism also would allow or cause the water to run continuously.
And what would cause that to collapse? Wear and tear or?
Normal wear and tear, or sometimes on the municipal side you have a break in the line, and when they, after they fixed it, you always get sediment into the line and it finds its way into the system domestically and into your geyser and all kinds of stuff. So, yeah.
Oh. Very good tips, Peter. Very good tips.
I remember, I don't know, many years ago, they were doing the Cork Bay area. Remember, they were busy on that road?
Yes.
And a lady called me out in St. James to come and look at her water. The water was all orangey coming out of the geyser, the hot water. And when we opened up the geyser, we found that it was quarter filled with sediment from the ground that they were busy. They were relaying the lines and it found its way into the system. So, yeah. These things happen, unfortunately.
It does happen, but thanks for the tip.
Yeah.
And then what about dripping taps?
Yes.
Because I'm sure every household has dripping taps.
A lot of times I find that people over-tighten taps.
Well, I get lectured regularly by my hubby because I kind of do twist it a bit because we had dripping taps. So when he's used it, I go behind him. Because I came home one day and the water was just running.
Is that why your hand is not healing?
Yes, I put a wish. Peter, you're so right. I never thought of that. So I get behind him and I close the taps.
Yeah,
because I've come home and the water's running. Yeah. So
that's a common problem. You find people over-tightening taps. And,
okay, so how should one close a tap? I know gently. It's a simple question.
It's a matter of feel. You just got to feel it and yeah.
Yeah, so it's a matter of just taking hold of the tap and just turn. And correct. Then when the water is not running, then correct. That's it.
The newer taps obviously have what is known as a cartridge, and it doesn't have the washer inside.
Okay.
So that's fairly easy because the mixer on your basin just lifts the lever and shuts the lever down. So that's okay.
Easy. Yes.
But those cartridges also tend to go after a while. But more commonly is the one with a tap with a washer and the jumper.
So that would need to be replaced, obviously. So if it's a dripping tap and because we have, so now, like me, I think I've done it.
Yeah.
So I've over,
you know, over-tightened
the tap.
Yes.
All right. So Now, is that going to cause issues?
So now, if you're a DIY guy and your husband is very handy, or you're handy, then you can attempt to change the washer. And obviously, you've got these certain procedures you've got to go. If you don't have a little faucet under your basin to do a shut off,
yes,
or stopcock, then you've got to go outside
and switch off
The water. So it's always good to know where to switch off your water.
I think in this one, call a plumber because you could cause more damage.
You know what? You get maybe you were an engineer and you've retired and you've got a fair amount of knowledge of how to do these things.
Yes.
Why not? If you can save
yourself
If you can't, then you've got to rely on calling out a plumber.
Because how do you know what size washer you need for that tap? Because, taps. We've got old taps and we've got new ones. They still stock for old taps?
Yes, they do. You get various sizes. Obviously, you get the 15 millimeter, which is in the old English half inch. They call it half inch. And then you get the 22 mil, which is in the 3/4.
Yes.
And places like your normal plumbing merchants, Plumlink and Buco, and they stock these washers.
Yes.
For the particular tap. Or sometimes you have to replace the entire jumper. Then...
Not the entire tap, just the jumper.
The jumper comes with your washer. It's like a little brass insert that goes under your handle and that shuts the water down.
Okay.
But sometimes you find that, especially on an old tap, that you've replaced the jumper and you've replaced the washer and it still leaks. Then you're going to call a plumber in.
See, that's what I think. I'll just call you in, Peter. That's it.
Because you find that the seat is worn over the years. There's a seat that the washer sits on. That seat develops grooves, so you've got to get a plumber in with a seat cutting tool, and he recuts the seat on the tap, and then everything should be okay.
So you do need to do maintenance on your taps.
You got to. You got to check it out. But the main culprit is, of course, over-tightening.
All right. I'm guilty for that. I'm very guilty.
Naughty? You're naughty.
And I'm glad I've now listened to you, because I should have listened to my husband and I didn't. So, yes, thank you for that tip. All right. So, we're moving on. Now we've done the leaking taps.
Yes. And then the other thing is while we're on the subject of leaks, it's always good. Sometimes you have your vanity basin in your house, and below that you have a vanity unit, vanity cupboard, and you tend to store all your things there.
Yes.
It's always good to sometimes just unpack and check that there's no leaks.
Leak or wet or...
or damp. And that can also be a sign that there's a leak maybe in the wall and it's manifesting through the wall and you don't check it.
So it's through the wall then. But then that's a big job, isn't
it? Yes. Then you'll notice that the backing board discolors and then you have to obviously then call the plumber in.
Yeah, that is something you really shouldn't do yourself. Because if it's in the wall, I mean, how do you detect a leak?
Well... these various ways, once you call the plumber in, they've got equipment to detect where the leak is coming from.
Because sometimes a leak is here, but the water is here, but the problem's over there.
Correct.
Am I right?
That's the trickiness about working with water.
That's a headache.
You can never really establish where the problem is.
Yes.
And then the other thing I want to point out is that when you're buying materials, especially plumbing materials, always make sure that it's SBS approved. That you don't have a problem where you're buying a little flexi hose for your tap. It's not SBS approved, and a couple of months down, it develops prickly pears, and the inside goes, and then it leaks and it bursts, and then you have a problem.
So where do you find that stamp? Is it actually on the whatever you purchase on the top?
A lot of the hoses have a sticker on there which says SBS.
Okay. All right, so it's not engraved in anymore.
No.
Okay, so we need to, our listeners need to look for that, because I know there are so many different products on the market now.
And that goes for the tap too. The taps that you buy should have a proper DZN, de-zincification certificate, because of our taps the poor quality of water that.
Need a certificate. So when you go and buy taps,
They don't necessarily have to issue you with the certificate, but it's up to the buyer to make sure that they're buying a quality tap and ask the salesman. He'll be able to advise you. and tell you, listen, this step has got a DZN certificate and it's fit to use for our steps. But you get a lot of imports that find their way into our market and, you know, how it goes.
Makes their way.
Penny-wise, pound foolish.
Yes.
And then you're sitting with a problem.
Right. Then, Peter, the other one, Cobra. Cobra used to have, if you had a Cobra tap, it lasted forever. Has that all changed now? Remember, it was like a guarantee, 10-year plus. Is that true or is that not true?
Well, Cobra, the manufacturing plant is now shut down in South Africa.
Oh, there we go.
they manufure in China.
It's in China. Okay, so that's discontinued.
So it's very, very difficult to get some of the Cobra space, especially on those flush masters in some of the buildings. It's very, very difficult to get the space, but... Yeah.
Okay, so but what Cobra, is the next one? So Cobra's kind of now almost fizzling out. What's the next one?
Well, I don't want to coerce our listeners into or punt for a product, but I normally buy from Plumblink.
Yes.
And they have their range that is
SABS approved.
SABS, and it comes with all the necessary certification. And the nice part about when I deal with Plumblink and I have a problem with a product, I can call him up and say, listen, I've got a problem with the product. Here it is. They'll swap it around and do whatever.
Oh, okay.
If they find that
find
that there was no abuse or it wasn't, that kind of thing. So,
And they're also there to help you. Correct. They give you good advice.
They would advise you. Those salesmen would advise you.
Yeah, who would think that?
But like I said, there are a lot of other plumbing merchants that you can go to, not necessarily plumbing. There are many others.
Yeah, I think in this valley we have quite, I mean, you can, Buca's also, so like you said, Buca, Plumblink, and who else? The hardware shops too.
Correct.
Some of them sell that as well.
Correct. Yeah.
You know.
But my preference obviously is to buy from a plumbing merchant that I know is...
Well, that's you're giving us all guidance here, you know. So one would wonder, where does one go to? Now we know, you know, rather go to a plumbing
merchant
supplier.
Merchant or supplier, yeah.
Yeah. Right. So, so we've covered quite a bit. Any more before we say goodbye?
And then I just want to touch on something quickly. When you're engaging with a plumber, the city of Cape Town's got a municipal bylaw section 47 that says that you've got to utilize a plumber that's qualified, that is well suited to work on your systems, that has got a South African Qualifications Authority certificate, and also follows the SANS regulations when he works on your systems, fix water heating systems or drainage or whatever. And I know there are a lot of people out there. It's a free market system that you can use whoever you like. We can't stop people from earning an income. But when it comes to those more complex plumbing issues, it is always advisable to go with a registered and certified plumber just to protect yourself.
And every job, does every job need a COC certificate that you do?
Not necessarily. If you're working on drainage, I know there's a few organizations here in South Africa that some of the plumbers belong to and some of them don't, that requires you to issue a certificate for each and everyone. But especially with water heating systems, when you're working on a water heating system, you've got to issue a plumbing COC.
Yeah. And give us another tip with a leaking geyser.
Now,
that becomes a burst geyser.
Now, before I get to that, I just want to tell you, by the same token, you have Section 47 of the Municipal City of Cape Town Municipal Bylaw Act. You also have Section 48. Section 48 says that the onus is on the owner to utilize a registered and certified plumber.
That is what the owner needs to do, get a reputable plumber.
Correct. But like I said, we can't stop anybody from...
So our listeners, but we have a right to ask, you know, can I see? Because they need to carry that with them, right?
Correct.
Do you carry yours with? Or you can provide it?
You can provide it. And the City of Cape Town has got a register.
Oh, so you can go online and check to see.
You can go online and check who's registered with the City of Cape Town, who's not registered.
Thank you for that one, too.
Yeah. Well, there's other organizations, like I said, that people belong to, which is the PRB and there's WAC and all kinds of other organizations. But, yeah.
Yes. Because I know in this valley there are a lot of plumbers. I'm sure you've noticed it. You know, there's lots of plumbers on the road.
Correct.
But there's enough work for everybody because everyone has a plumbing issue.
Correct.
you know.
Yeah.
So, is that it?
That's
so,
it.
Peter, give out your details just in case someone's going to phone you. In fact, I think
I'm based out in the central suburb of Athlone, which and I normally try and service that part of the
world. All right. I was going to ask you, do you do all over?
I would try not to, but if there's a very complex issue, because I'm actually an industrial plumber. We do domestic plumbing, but our focus is industrial plumbing.
You've gone big.
Not necessarily. We take on complex jobs. So,
yes.
But if there's an issue that that's persistent, that won't go away, and you need maybe just a little bit more expertise, and by all means, yeah. I would encourage
and if someone, I just want to check, if someone needs advice.
Yes.
And who is this? We've got Anthony. Sorry, we can't take calls. Jan wants to know, is caustic soda a good way to clear drains down the plug hole?
I'm sure you can use caustic soda.
Morning, Joan. Do you hear that?
And a bit of sodium acarb.
And that's safe.
That's safe.
So, yes, you can, Jan. Thank you for that question. Sorry, Anthony, because we can't take any calls. So, yes, well, anything else you want to share? But what I want you to get out, if someone needed some advice, they were able to contact you and you will give that advice.
Give advice on the phone and to a certain point. And then,
I'll be phoning you to see how tight I've tightened these taps.
Naughty, naughty.
Well, I was tired of the dripping taps. I was tired of it. And then I think, okay, now he has to close the taps. So I would go and I'm sure he's listening. I think, now he knows. Every time he leaves the house, I say, oh, I've got to go fetch stuff. I've got to go check the taps.
But you're right, you know what? Because it can cost you a water bill if you just ignore it.
That's what's worrying me. Exactly. You see, I've got to look at it first. So, Peter, thank you for coming in, sharing your knowledge and expertise, and you will be back.
Thank you very much. Thank you to Zone Radio, and thank you for allowing me onto the platform to come and share some.
Awesome, and I think it was awesome tips, the do's and the don'ts. I think, you know, we just never know, you know, what we should and shouldn't. You know, I've learned something now. Peter, have a lekker day.
I will, thank you.
All right, bye.
That DIY feature was brought to you by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach. Bulalo Drive, Sunnydale.